I'm Laura Harper Lake.
And I'm Sarah Reitzman, and you're listening to Creative Guts. Hi, friends. Here we are again with the second installment of Creative Catalogs.
This is another mini episode where we share with you all the art, music, podcasts, and all things creative that we're into at the moment.
In these short episodes, we'll be featuring New Hampshire-based talent and things we're digging from all over the world.
And special thanks to Raphael Bastek, musically known as Bug, for supplying Creative Guts with the lovely tune you'll be hearing in the background.
So, here's what the Creative Guts team is into right now.
As per usual, I'm going to start with some street art. You're going to have to bear with me on this one because I had to do a little bit of Googling to make this work. So according to Wikipedia, street art is defined as visual art created in public places. It's usually unsanctioned, aka illegal, and executed outside of the context of traditional art venues. So per that definition, am I correct in saying that sticking googly eyes all over your downtown is considered art?
Why not?
Right? I vote yes, and someone in Durham agrees with me because we are now the googly eye capital of the world. Not really, but there are googly eyes everywhere. It's been a draw for residents and visitors and highly competitive people like myself to walk downtown on some sort of bizarre googly eye scavenger hunt. I'll definitely be sharing some pictures on our Facebook page. Next up, in November, I'm headed to something called Strategic Storytelling for Good. So this is a workshop that combines the art and science of storytelling, including how to do it well, but also why storytelling is the most effective tool for motivating your audience to take action. The workshop is led by Hadaway Communications, who are described on the event page as the original architects of storytelling for good. If you're interested, that event is Friday, November 1st from 9 until 12:30 at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics at St. Anselm College in Manchester. It's $45 to register, and you can find out more info at newhampshirenonprofits.org. It's sponsored by the New Hampshire Center for Nonprofits and New Hampshire Charitable Foundation. And for my final thing, I'm going to tell you about this painting that I commissioned that my husband hates.
Oh no! Why?
I connected with someone called Leanna Stadelman of Aquabun Art on Reddit, of all places. Leanna paints beautiful watercolors of half animal, half mermaid, so I asked her to turn my rabbit Luna into a beautiful mermaid. If you think that sounds like the dumbest thing ever, like I said, you and my husband have something in common. I love it, and my Luna mermaid is one of my favorite things hanging on my wall. You can find Aquabun on Facebook, Instagram, Etsy, and, you know, Reddit. All right, I'm gonna pass it over to Laura now so she can tell you what she's into.
Awesome. All right, so first is an event to get you in the spooky mood of Halloween. A Haunted Site is an exhibit coming up at Main Street Art Gallery in downtown Newfields on October 5th from 3 to 5 p.m. If you enjoy haunted, ghostly, eerie, spooky, chilling, or mysterious things, this show is for you. Pairing with the scary art on the walls is the beautiful and sometimes haunting music of Bug. He is going to be playing live music at the event, and I can't wait. I will have some work in there. There's a lot of other artists in the region that I just think are fantastic that are going to be in there, and it'll just be a really fun, cool time. So go to mainstreetart.org to check it out, and we hope to see you there.
I'll be there too.
Hey, you'll see the full Creative Guts team if you go. Next is music. There is an artist I'm listening to right now that is just simply darling and lovely, and I kind of want to be her. Her name is Lucy Dacus, and I just saw her at 3S Art Space. Her lyrics are quaint and real, and her voice just has this natural presence, and I just aspire to make music like her. If you're going to check her out, she's, you know, everywhere. Look her up on YouTube. But the two songs I would recommend above any other are Night Shift and I Don't Want to Be Funny Anymore. Those are my two favorites. One is kind of serious and sad and kind of like a revenge dating song. And the other one is more upbeat and playful and kind of has a, you know, sadder message in the end, but it's done in a really quirky, fun way. And lastly, I have an artist that I just discovered today. Yeah, Sarah's excited.
Today?
Today. So I'm part of an artist group in the Lowish Digital Arts group on Facebook. Lowish is my favorite digital artist. But through that, I find tons of other great artists. So I guess I'm recommending two things. Go follow that group because you'll get a whole streamline of amazing digital artists. But the artist is Jake Romano. I just discovered him, and his compositions are so interesting, and his colors palettes are intense and vibrant, and they just kind of feel like a visual hurricane. Often interesting angles and perspectives. And if you check him out on social media, he's on everything pretty much. I'm following him, Jake Romano Art, on Instagram. And the one that he posted on July 7th with the person surrounded by this surrealist mushrooms painting, it's just blowing my mind, and I'm gonna get a print of it at some point because I love it. He's awesome. Go check him out. So, keeping it short and sweet, that's all we have for this installment of Creative Catalogs. If you like what you heard, let us know and we'll do more.
And remember that we really do want to hear about your favorites too. Find Creative Guts on Facebook and tell us about the creative stuff you're consuming and just can't get enough of.
And on that note,
show us your creative guts.
Things creative that we're into at the moment, because as creatives... I'm sorry. Did I have problems reading?
Nope.
Okay. That wasn't me. I was like, where does my inflection go? There's an exclamation point. It's all right. It's all right. I'll just do another take. It's okay. I'm not going to say all the handles, because, like, just look up a name. Google people.
We'll post it to our Facebook page.